Domestic workers are celebrating a victory today. The California Domestic Worker Bill of Rights was passed by the Assembly's Labor Committee yesterday. And today, the workers and supporters gathered in downtown Los Angeles, as Fiona Wang reports.
The California Domestic Worker Bill of Rights would give basic labor protections to people like house cleaners and caregivers. It calls for basic provisions like overtime pay, meal breaks, and pay days off. Supporters have been out in the streets every week since early March.
Today, we're here in front of the state building again as one of our Action Thursdays, wearing lilac and bringing cupcakes to educate the passerbys about what's happening, and because we were celebrating the passage of it yesterday.
That's Aquilina Soriano, the executive director of Filipino Workers Center of Southern California.
And also just still keeping visibility to the governor's office to let him know that we're one step closer to his desk again.
This is the second measure of its kind in the country. New York passed one last year. Supporters say the bill underscores just how important these workers are to the city. Here's Misty Upham, an actress who used to be a house cleaner.
The hardest work is done by these people here. And this is work that most people just think they're above. You know, they think they're too good for. So if all of our workers stopped, the city would cease to run completely. So they are very, very important to society.
We gotta let folks know that this is not just a separate and isolated issue. This is a bigger issue of injustice and exploitation of workers.
The California Chamber of Commerce opposes the bill. It's concerned that the law will burden people who need long-term help. Fiona Wen, Annenberg Radio News.